Well, good morning. 9:08 a.m. on January 2, 2013. Yeah, I gotta start a new folder. Gotta start a new lot of stuff. Not the least of which is my new walk. So, I have scheduled on my daily calendar between 8 and 9 to leave the house. I'm gonna try to leave closer to 8 than I did this morning, but hey, we'll do what we do. But the schedule calls for 8 to 9 to leave the house, except on Mondays. Mondays I have an 8 o'clock therapy appointment, so Mondays will be a little awkward. Let's see, what else? So I had a really nice break, and thank you for your understanding. The hiatus in November because of sickness and illness, etc., was unfortunate. This one was family and single digits. Single digits being the temperatures. It was just too bloody cold for me to convince myself to go out. And the days where I thought, oh, well, this could be good, this could be fun, family got in the way. I spent a lot of time with the wife and kids. We did a lot of playing. I feel rejuvenated in many ways. So yeah, 10, 11 days, I don't know how many days it was, doesn't matter. They're gone. And now what I need to do is build a new groove and lock myself into it until we get some more product out. And Armando thinks it took me 20 minutes to walk the first mile. It may have, because the footing is treacherous. Well, one thing we had was a white Christmas. And as a result, there's snow. Because it hasn't been warm enough to melt it, which is exceptionally unusual for this place. Almost always it melts within a day or so. Particularly this early in the season. Not this year. In fact, I'm going to have to shovel my driveway before the sidewalk police get after me. I should probably do that before I go in the house after my walk here this morning, because otherwise I'll go in and forget it. So good food, good fun. I had a nice holiday. I'm ready to go back to work. I'm desperate to go back to work. My wife went back to work this morning. Kids go back to school next week, I think. I'm looking forward to getting the house back to myself. I have to write the Sigler story for new stuff next. I've got to get the old stuff out. And I have to get Siferia's Call produced in audio. I've forgotten about that. Along with the three stories that I've promised to Tony C. Smith and company to get their story podcast moving. To sort of start getting my name back out to rejoin the world. I feel like I've been hibernating. I feel like I have crawled under a rock and stayed there. And in a lot of ways I have. I barely was on Twitter. I had a couple of exchanges on Google Plus about marketing. But I've turned down a lot of stuff that under normal circumstances I might be willing to do. But I can't, I really need to focus on no. It's like, I got my own stuff, it's stacked up hip deep, and I'm gonna start cranking away. Every day, we'll do a bit. I'm not gonna try to do it all every day, because that would just be overwhelming. The advice to be in the day is good. So today, full share. And with any luck, I'll have it done today. If not, then I'll have it done tomorrow. But it'll definitely be done by the weekend. I need to find a letter. I'm supposed to sign a letter and send it back to Robin to signal the reversion of my rights. I think that's one of the reasons that the paperbacks are still up. So it's another cold morning. It's like 20 degrees out here. It's not single digits, but it is quite crisp. My breath is not condensing on my beard. It's freezing on my beard. I have ice in my mustache and ice on my beard. It's quite chilly. But it's also quite invigorating. I'm also looking forward to my breakfast. It's 9 o'clock. I haven't eaten yet. I've been trying to eat at 6, between 6 and 7 to get the intake broken up a bit. I ate way too much over the holidays. I ate all the wrong stuff. I drank eggnog. Oh, Lord, it was delicious. I shouldn't have. I had ice cream. I had pie. Oh, yes, it was wonderful. But I have to weigh in. I should have weighed in today. I have to weigh in tomorrow and see what the damage is. And see what I can do about recovery. I have to go back and see the doctor again the first week of March. So I want to be in good shape for that. So yeah, I'm up, I'm walking, I'm back. I had a discussion with John Ward on Google Plus. It was a private conversation between John, Evo, and Jeff Moriarty, who's Evo's partner in crime at ePublish Unum. And John wants a hangout recorded on building community. And the problem, I had several comments for him about building community. And the first was start small. And the second was, if you're interested in being a fiction writer, build a community of readers, not a community of writers. Because he's got 5,000 people who have joined his circle on Google Plus, but they're all writers, and they're all talking about writing, and they all want to talk more about writing, and I don't care about reading about what they have to say about writing, because most of them just want to get their name out so that perhaps some of those 5,000 people who are part of the circle will follow through and see what they've written and maybe read a bit. Yeah. So I asked John if he knew the name of even one fan, one person who'd read his book and liked it. And of course, he doesn't, because he doesn't have anything out. And so there's this problem that still seems to be endemic, and that's that people are trying to build communities around vapor, around stories that they're going to write, around books that they're going to publish. And at this point, I'm as guilty as any of them, because I've got all these books that I've got to get published. But I've got them out. They're in audio. They've got fans. I know their names. Some of you are fans. In fact, all of you, if you're listening to this, are undoubtedly a fan. Some of you are writers, I know. But for the most part, your readers and listeners and partakers of the content that I create and deliver. So I have a community that's comprised of you folks. And the Eastern Tern. But he was really quite perplexed as to how to form a community, about how to reach readers. And the answer is, well, first you have to have readers. And it's sort of, I guess it's sort of a chicken egg thing. And so you got to have readers in order to reach readers. But I think the egg is, you have to have product. You have to have a story. You have to have something out there for them to engage in. And they want to know how to build a community, and I told them, no, build it, be it. Jeff Moriarty thought I was channeling the Buddha. I think it's more like Gandhi. Monk Paul. Been a while since I've tapped that jobby. Be the change you want to see. I think part of it is also the idea of the overnight thing. How long does it take? It takes a couple of years, and that's the bottom line. It takes a couple of years. And most people are giving up after a couple of months. It's like, that's a bit of a problem. Because it takes that long for things to filter out, for stuff to promulgate across, for the communities to coalesce. David Wiley is a professor of educational technology over at Salt Lake City. Salt Lake City, Brigham Young? I forget which one. He's over that way. I think he's at BYU. Anyway, he studies self-organizing systems and how certain systems will organize themselves into, randomly organize themselves into predictable patterns. And I think community formation is one of them. It's one of the things that they were looking at in terms of communities of practice among educators. Is a lot of people, in business in general, were trying to figure out how to create communities of practice across various boundaries. Is how do you connect with people who do what you do? Which is really what John Ward was trying to do with his writer community on Google+, was to create a community of practice. And there's nothing wrong with a community of practice. It's your network as opposed to your platform. It's the people who help you do what you do to reach your audience. They're not your audience. That's the biggie, the one that people keep missing. Your network is not your audience. So, one of the things that they've pretty much established, and David is studying it, and he and Stephen Downs up in Canada, researcher for Government of Canada. He's a heavy philosophy, heavy logical thinker. He's really brilliant guy who sees a lot of patterns that a lot of people miss and is not afraid to call it out, because as a member of the government, is employed by the government in terms of a statistical researcher, he doesn't have any vested interests in any of these, particularly in the U.S., any of these educational movements that are underway. Most of which are bogus. So he doesn't have any trouble calling them out. And one of the things that he's long maintained about communities of practice is that they can't be mandated. They can't be grown. They have to arise organically, almost naturally. You can foster them once they get going. You can have an environment that's conducive to their growth. You can have a good medium to interact in. Ning used to be the best one, but since they went pay, it's kind of a catch-as-catch-can. I'm not really that impressed with them anymore. Because the communities cost too much to run when they get to any size. And if they don't reach a certain critical size, then they are not worth running. So it's kind of a catch-22 there. But there are other platforms. And the thing is that you can't mandate them. You can't say, okay, everybody, you're going to join a community of practice. You have to create the community of practice by growing it a couple of members at a time. And by doing interesting things that other people find out about. The National Writing Project is one of those communities of practice. They actually have set up a website and project clearinghouse and forum and stuff. I need to be more active there because I think the experiment we did with the novelists, which reminds me, I have to read Abby Hilton's pages. I'm sorry, Gabby Hilton's pages. And I probably should bleep that because I probably don't have permission to use her name. That's unfortunate. Shoot. Anyway, bark, bark, bark. Where was I? Oh, anyway, National Writing Project has a community of practice for people who are trying to teach writing at a variety of levels across the country. It's a very difficult episode, a very difficult issue to resolve because writing, as we know, is rather solitary and somewhat unique to the individual practice. You can help people by showing them tools and techniques, but they have to make those tools and techniques their own in order for them to be effective. You can teach them point of view, but they have to actually buy into it and see the value of uniform point of view. And those people who don't find sometimes their points of view, sometimes their characters are confusing. I listened to a sample on the Potty Books community yesterday that had regular shifts in point of view, but each shift was predicated by the name of the person that was being shifted to. So the narrator said Demeter and would talk about from the point of view of Demeter, and Persephone would talk from the point of view of Persephone, Hades, and we talk about we speak from a perspective of Hades. That worked pretty well, but the problem, of course, was in that instance was that it was too fast. So she'd be going along and talking from one point of view and then would say Hades and then keep going the same pace without a little break in between, to give the reader its ears a chance to catch up. On the page is obvious. On the page is quite clear, but when you do it in audio, it ain't quite so clear. So I hope she'll redo that, or at least her sound engineer will add some spacing around it to help it stand out a little better. But yeah, you have to make the tools your own. You have to take the techniques and figure out how you use them. So I can teach painters. Painters can learn brush strokes, but until they play with the brush in various sizes and various weights, various paints with various consistencies, they don't really get to see what a paint brush stroke does or can do. And the way they wield those strokes is really telling for their art. Yeah, I'm gonna have to vacuum. Not vacuum. I'm gonna have to shovel. So yeah, this is gonna be a bit delayed. I'll upload it, but it'll be a while before I get it tagged and moved over to the server for you to listen to. But I am out. I am walking. I'm closing the gap here on the last little bit. Back in the groove. My hips are telling me, yeah, you haven't done this in a while, have you? So I won't be breaking any speed records anytime soon. But it did feel good to get out. Felt wonderful to be talking to you again. And I'm kind of looking forward to tomorrow, because tomorrow, it's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.